This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Thanks for tuning in this afternoon. It's 2:48 Central Time, 84 degrees in Urbana. Well, we heard a little bit of music from Felix Mendelssohn there, composed by Felix Mendelssohn. We heard an excerpt from his composition, A Midsummer Night's Dream. The occasion for the music? Well, the Illinois Shakespeare Festival opens tomorrow. The festival, a partnership between Illinois State University's School of Theater and the College of Fine Arts, is now in its 31st season. This season features The Taming of the Shrew, Titus Andronicus, and the Shakespeare spoof, The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, Abridged. The spoof covers 37 plays and does it in 97 minutes. John Poole joins me in this portion of the program. He's the managing director of the Illinois Shakespeare Festival and interim director of the School of Theater at Illinois State University. John Poole, welcome.
Hello, Celeste. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fine. Thank you for having me on today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Now, many of us are familiar with The Taming of the Shrew, but Titus Andronicus is likely to be less familiar. Tell us about this play.
Well, you know, it's one of those Shakespeare plays that is rarely done. It was an early work of his. He was trying to capitalize on the vogue for blood and guts drama in his day, sort of the Quentin Tarantino of the Elizabethan era.
Hmm.
And you know, that violence sort of just went out of fashion for a while, but it seems it's quite topical in the past 10 or 15, 20 years.
Yeah. So this is an early work. What about The Taming of the Shrew? When did that come in his career?
You know, it's a funny thing. The Taming of the Shrew and Titus Andronicus were written essentially the same year, so they are siblings of a kind. And if you were to match up the language between the two plays, there's an awful lot of cross-referencing between them about the kinds of words that he had selected early in his career.
So how old was Shakespeare at this time?
Oh, my gosh, he was in his early 20s at that time.
Wow. So also, though, these two plays offer us a glimpse at his range.
Oh, yes, absolutely. He had an incredible range. And, you know, the discussions and debates that go on and on about did Shakespeare write these plays? And I have absolutely no doubt as a theater historian that he did write those plays. It was taking life as he lived it and saw it on the streets and simply put it into an incredibly new art form, writing plays. This is an incredibly exciting period in the Elizabethan era. And he, as an opportunist, took advantage of that. He had to pay... sing for a supper, so to speak.
Mm. Now, how was it you decided to include the spoof?
Oh, well, I don't know if any of your listeners are familiar with this play, but it's been around about 20, 25 or so years. It got started a long time ago by several young people who decided to write a one-act spoof of Hamlet, and that is simply the second half of this two-act play. But it's quite funny, and we thought, well, maybe we should, you know, have a sense of humor and make fun of ourselves. So we thought, why not? We also wanted to expand to a new audience demographic, too. There are an awful lot of people out there who, well, they seem like they're a little bit intimidated by William Shakespeare.
They shouldn't be.
Absolutely not. And this is a wonderful way for people to be introduced to it. It's sort of like Jeff Foxworthy meets William Shakespeare.
I'm there.
If you can imagine.
Yeah. So which play opens the festival?
Well, we open with Taming of the Shrew, a classic play. It's enormously popular. We had a preview last night, and all I can tell you is the audience ate it up. They loved it. And then this evening's preview will be for The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, Abridged. And then we're off and running officially tomorrow evening.
Yeah. When do you begin preparing for the festival?
My gosh. Well, we've been preparing, Deb Alley, the artistic director, and I, for the past 12 months, essentially.
So it's a year-round kind of a...
Oh, my, it sure is. It is a huge endeavor, and the company comes in from all across the United States, actors, directors, choreographers, and designers, many of them professional, and we bring them in early in May, mm-hmm. and they've been in Bloomington Normal for about the past six or seven weeks. Working around the clock. It's a fairly intense process.
Do you have ISU students working in these productions?
We absolutely do. Some are alums and some are currently students. But typically our MFA acting students participate in the Summer Shakespeare Festival as part of our MFA training program. And the directors as well. We have young directors in the MFA directing program who participate.
Yeah. The festival is quite an event, and there are quite a few activities besides the plays going on. What else is happening this year?
Well, you know, we decided to start having a little bit more fun. We wanted to put the word fest back into festival and just mix it up. So one of the really exciting new things is the Genevieve Green Gardens that have opened up at the UN Cultural Center. That was a $6 million contribution in honor of Genevieve Green. And so we're very excited about that. Beautiful landscaped gardens. Over 11,000 annuals are currently being planted, and they should be ready by tomorrow, I hope. And then we're also experimenting with some new ideas. We thought, you know, why not have some jazz and swing on Friday and Saturday nights and have a little bit of a Shakespeare garden, as it were, and so relax and just enjoy the shade and mix it up. I'm working to create a more Ravinia-like music field experience. My southern accent's coming out there.
Yeah.
So, we're mixing it up quite a bit.
Yeah. So you open tomorrow. How long do you run?
We run until August the 10th. And one of the exciting new things is we have an earlier curtain during the weekdays at 7:30, and we'll keep our 8 o'clock curtain for Friday and Saturday. But that means, you know, no show runs more than 2 hours, so that means your listeners can be home by a very early hour.
Okay. Do you advise purchasing tickets in advance?
I really do. That way you can choose the seats that you would like, the ones that are your favorites. But in reality, often you can call the same day, and we may have seats available. This year, our seats are running well ahead of last year, so Complete Works in particular is probably going to be difficult to get if you wait too long.
Okay. And are you easy to get to, say, from where we are? We would take Interstate 74 in Champaign-Urbana area, but I'm thinking, you know, other folks around the state might be wanting to come into